Love Talk Radio.
Listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is all about It's a Wrap Wednesday. And we have a special guest today. His name is Dave Fannoy, one of the most premier voiceover artists in the business and African-American at that. So we are saluting him this month. Hi, Dave. How are you doing today?
Cleopatra Memphis, how are you doing? I'm doing just fantastic and wonderful to speak with you.
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. We are so glad that you're here today. We just want to do something starting off Black History Music Month, which is every June, and talk about some of the things that you're doing. First, let's introduce you to our audience. Tell them everything that you do and then some.
Well, I've been a voice actor in Los Angeles for the last 30 years, and after a career for a decade or so as a radio announcer, a radio personality up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I did mornings on two of the R&B stations up there, KSOL and KDIA. But for the last 30 years in Los Angeles, I have been a voice on cartoons, on video games, on TV promos for NBC, CBS, ABC, the WB, CNN. I was the voice of Hulu, its original OG Hulu guy. And lots and lots and lots of video games are what people know me best for now.
Awesome. And can you tell us some of the video games for our gamers out there that you voice over for?
Okay, well, probably the role I'm best known for is Lee Everett in the 2013 Game of the Year, The Walking Dead game, for which the game earned more than 100 Game of the Year awards. I was nominated for Best Performance in a Video Game a number of times, including a BAFTA. Got to go to London for that ceremony. Didn't win, but I understand what actors who are nominated for Oscars and Emmys, it's an honor just to be nominated. But you'll find me on several Batman series, Spider-Man series. I am Bolgen in World of Warcraft. I'm in World of Starcraft, Metal Gear. I'm in more than 500 video games. The list is kind of long. I also play in some of the Batman games. I mentioned Lucius Fox in a couple of those. If you go to my IMDb page and just enter Dave Fannoy, well, it'll be a long list. And you go, oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Exactly. Well, we are so glad that you blessed us with your voice today. But even though you're a voice actor, you're very heavily into music, and you have a nonprofit. Can you tell us about this wonderful nonprofit that you and your wife form to give back to the community?
Yeah, we have a nonprofit called Backyard Jazz Foundation. And write that down, Backyard Jazz Foundation. And what we do, we put on concerts in our backyard with some of the world's finest musicians for a private crowd of about 100 people. We have the music for you. We feed you. And for a ridiculously low cost, when you think about these things, We raise money that we try to help inner city music and art programs, giving money to kids and the programs to make sure that these kids who may not have the resources to take private lessons in music or take private art classes or take dance and ballet have an opportunity to get that kind of training that their counterparts in the suburbs get.
That is absolutely amazing, Dave. We thank you for that. Can you tell us, are you going to, since we've had the pandemic and you know, had to deal with COVID, what are your plans now for your nonprofit? And do you have any events coming up for the year, or are you planning for next year?
Well, you know, the pandemic knocked us out for all of last year. And but we're gearing up. We haven't decided on a date just yet. It'll be sometime after June 15th. Of course, it's a little early. We're not going to do it in June, but possibly the end of July. In August, we will plan something. We have a number of artists chomping at the bit that want to be doing this. So we're not quite sure who our first artist is going to be. But it's going to be a great show. And the way people are excited about the idea of getting out in the sunshine, in the backyard with a lot of other music lovers and enjoying the songs, the solos, the singing of fabulous musicians in Los Angeles, it's going to be fantastic when we do it. I'll keep you apprised of our date and who the artists will be.
Now, I had a little birdie tell me that you've had one famous jazz artist, Barbara Morrison, at one of your events. Is that true?
Oh, yes, Barbara Morrison, definitely. Barbara came, you know, Barbara is an institution in the music world and just so iconic, an artist in Los Angeles. And we have been at a number of events and met Barbara. And when we asked, we couldn't get the question out before she was saying, yes, 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 happy to do it. And she came to our home, and, you know, she suffered with diabetes and had lost her legs at one point. So when you see her standing up, it's on legs that she bought, store-bought legs. But just the warmest person, the greatest personality, a true pro, and she just entertained the crowd and flirted with all the men. And when it came time to pay her, because we pay musicians, we can't pay as much as they might make working a big club, but we pay our musicians. And Barbara said, you know what, I'm going to give half of this back for these kids, because that's the kind of person that she is.
That is absolutely amazing. Well, we're so glad to be a part of, you know, having you here for Cleopatra Memphis Studios and what we do, because what you do is vital to what we do, education for the arts. If we don't have trained artists, we have no scores. We have no soundtracks. And so we're going to give you some of our music from our first soundtrack so you can play at your event and hopefully donate some time and money to you so you can continue to do what you do. We are so thankful that you were here with us today. Can you tell us how to follow you, how to get in contact with you, and how to donate to your cause?
Well, for Backyard Jazz, the Backyard Jazz Foundation, backyardjazz.com, Backyard Jazz Foundation, we're easy to find. You can make donations there if you like, and sign up as well to get updates on what we're doing. If you're just trying to reach me, my website is davefinoy.com. You can also reach me via Twitter at Dave Fenoy. And happy to hear from anyone about that or voiceover work. And, you know, I just want to pat you on the back, Ms. Cleopatra Memphis, for what you are doing. I was reading something by Danny Trejo the other day who said everything good that came to him in life came from giving service. And that's exactly what you're doing. So expect nothing but good in your life.
Thank you so, so much. God bless you today. We're so thankful for you. And thank you all for listening. We are on all forms of social media. We are on Twitter at Cleopatra Memphis at cmstudios.org. We are on Facebook at Cleopatra Memphis Studios and Instagram under Cleopatra Memphis Studios. We want you to like, follow, and share. And if you enjoy this, please let us know if you want to donate to Mr. Fenoy's cause and to our cause. Let us know. You can always email me at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Or if you feel like calling in and be a part of the conversation, feel free to do so anytime at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. And until next time, people, we want you to simply do what? And that is, be great.